Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start off with the song, It Was a Happy Day. As we sing happy throughout the song, can you clap your hands like you're happy? Or can you get two sticks or maybe two spoons that you can clink together every time we say happy? It was a happy day. The next verse is the angels sang for joy. What could you do for sing? Maybe you can put your hands by your mouth with you singing, or you can use your hands to wave like you're conducting a choir. The angels sang for joy when little baby Jesus was born. Let's sing, It Was a Happy Day. Today can be a happy day. Do you know why? Because Jesus was born for us and Jesus lives for us. When Jesus was born, the angels sang for joy. We're going to sing together, It Was a Happy Day.
It was a happy day.
Our next song is called Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. Point to yourself when we say me wants me for a sunbeam. Can you put your hands over your head and make a big circle like a sunbeam? A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. Let's try it together.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. What nice thing did the man and woman build for Elisha? A chair or a room?
A room.
Yes, a room for them to stay in. Question number two. As a thank you, what did Elisha pray God would give the man and woman? A baby boy or a new donkey?
A baby boy.
A baby boy. They had no children. And question number three. The little boy died. Did God answer Elisha's prayer to make him alive and well again?
Yes!
Yes. It was another miracle from Jesus. Our lesson today is donkeys. Zechariah 9:9.
Behold, your king is coming to you, riding on a donkey.
Have you ever seen a donkey?
Yes.
What do you enjoy about donkeys?
I like the clip-clop.
Are you glad God made them?
Yes.
I am. Although donkeys look a lot like horses, they're actually quite different. Donkeys don't need as much food or water as horses. A donkey can go a few days without water and not miss it too much. But we need water every day, lots of water every day. A horse might pull a heavier load, but guess who can pull it further?
A donkey.
a donkey can pull it further. Some donkeys are really small, but some donkeys can be really, really big. Donkeys are better than horses when it comes to walking on rocky roads. Donkeys also are easier to train, but sometimes are a little bit stubborn. Donkeys have big ears. Do you know what those ears are for? Their ears help them to hear very well, but they also help them to cool off on hot days. God has given us ways to keep cool, too. Drinking water or being able to sweat helps us cool down. Donkeys can live to be 50 years old, but you have to be really kind to them and treat them well for them to live that long. Usually, donkeys are very friendly, and they can be very playful. I love to pet a donkey when I go see one. When donkeys want to talk, they don't neigh like a horse. Do you know what they do? What does a donkey sound like? Can you try it?
Yee-haw, clip-clop. Yee-haw, clip-clop.
I'm going to let you listen. Okay, listen carefully. They bray. That's a loud sound. People can hear the donkey's brain from 2 miles away. That is a long ways away. Our Bible storybook talks about donkeys more than 100 times. Can you think of some stories in the Bible about donkeys?
Mary and Joseph, Balaam and his talking donkey.
The kind lady in our story this week rode on a donkey to see Elisha. Jesus once rode on a donkey too. Jesus made the donkeys for us to enjoy. They are also his creatures, and he loves them and watches over them. And Jesus loves us and cares for us, too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Give, 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 and it will be given to you. Give, and it will be given to you. Luke 6:38. Give, 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 and it will be given to you. Give, and it will be given to you.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com. Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for making the donkeys. Help us to take care of all of your animals. Help us remember you coming into our world when we see a donkey. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is called My God. You can hear more songs like these from thehomeplace.org. Let's sing.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.
My God shall supply all your need. My God shall supply all your need. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Shall supply all your need. My God shall supply all your need. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.